Tuck time is coming.
I mean, I wanted to have a good conversation about Kyle Tucker. And then Tyler had to go and tell me about, hey, Ron, Chandler Rome just said something about Yordan.
Damn, Tyler.
Really, I meant that, too. I didn't say that just now, but I meant that. There's my youngest son opening the door at the establishment.
Yeah, right, rolling now in by himself.
There he is all alone. Chandler Rome, Yordan Alvarez has a brace on and is doing some work on the treadmill.
God.
Sounds like Kyle Tucker is doing some work on the treadmill and weight room, Joe Espada said. There are still some boxes he has to check for the Astros to feel comfortable putting him on a postseason roster. First and foremost, doing some baseball activities. So right now, we're
nothing,
looking,
right, Clint?
Yeah,
I ain't worried one bit about it.
Shut up, man. Shut up, man.
I ain't worried one bit about
ridiculous.
It.
Joe, they just came out and said they put it on here where they're not saying they're comfortable putting him on the roster.
Clint, I think you just might have bad judgment.
No, I don't. I think y'all are letting these Astros and their injury reports move y'all's emotions, and I'm just not. What do you want to bet? What do you want to bet right now? There's no brace, and he's in the lineup.
What?
In the what? What do you want? I'll bet. What do you want to bet? You're a betting man. What do you want to bet?
You're saying this report of the knee brace, like, yes, that's just a fib?
No, I'm sure he's got a little brace on him. The trainer's got to do their job.
He's put money on this thing, Tyler.
I mean, look, the trainer's got – what do you want him to do? You want him to go, oh, hey, look, he's fine, y'all. He's just going to chill in Houston until this wild card series.
Are you a conspiracy theorist?
No. That's just the reality of it. He'll be fine. Would anybody like to bet on it?
713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, I'll read it again, and I just want to see – because – Clint, where is your concern level on this?
Zero.
Scale of 1 to 10.
Zero.
Clint, real you're, Clint.
Zero.
Sterner. Jacob, yeah, Clint, you're not serious.
He's dealing with something.
He'd have to have a broken leg for him not to be on the playoff roster. Are y'all kidding me with this?
No. I'll read it again.
I mean,
but he could have
second.
A broken leg. Tucker did, and we didn't know for 3 months.
I don't think it's
a broken leg.
I mean,
but
that's extreme, but you know what I'm saying?
No, but it may be a little bit more than a sprained knee.
He'll be in the lineup with no problems. He'll run. He'll run to first base as fast as he can. Hell, he might even be in left field.
All right. I want to do this. Clint is at zero. Tyler, where is your concern level 1 to 10 on this latest news? And I'll read it again. Yordan Alvarez has a brace on, and he is doing some work on a treadmill in the weight room. Joe Espada said there is still some boxes he has to check for the Astros to feel comfortable putting him on a postseason roster.
Well, this is not good.
First and foremost, by the way, the first game is Tuesday. First and foremost, doing some baseball activities. So we're sitting here Friday. Clint's at a zero. Tyler, where are you in your concern about Yordan Alvarez right now?
1 to 10, I'm probably about a 6.8.
Okay.
No, scratch that. 6.9.
Tyler's at a 7, folks. All right?
Yeah.
Tyler's at a 7 in concern level. Clint is at an absolute zero. 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, where are you? Where are you? Are you on Team Clint, or are you closer to Team Tyler? Someone just texted in, I'm with Clint. The next one behind it, Clint is wrong more than anyone at this station. Wow, I can't believe I lost that title. How about that?
I appreciate you reading that one out loud. That's good for business.
Clint, you got. I mean, this is. I mean, I honest to God, I feel like you're trying to wheel.
No, I'm not.
There's got to be
not.
A smidge.
He'll be in the starting lineup.
I hope so.
By the way, I was right about Tucker's leg. Wonder if you count that one.
Yeah, text line. I'm at a 6.9. I'm with Clint at a zero. I don't know what that you just said.
I mean, we don't. He says brace. Does Joe Espada know the difference between a brace and a sleeve? Do we? I mean, 99% of folks.
I hope
99% of folks out there right now are thinking he borrowed Laramie Tunsil's offensive lineman knee brace.
What is
I'm
going
just saying,
on?
Come on, man,
Clint. They generally, and Tyler, you listen to this too. They generally try to. Hey, it's not that bad. They try to soft shoe it, like act like it's not a big deal. He's up here talking about, yeah, man. He's got some boxes to check before he's going to be able to be ready to go on Tuesday. Like it was a sign when they said, yeah, man, we don't want to fly him. Because his knee is swelling up. I hope that he is there. I hope that he plays because I want to see him. But this, I'll just say, since he slid into second, which I will agree with you, Clint, did not look like we would be sitting here talking about brace. But since he slid into second,
it's just like
that
report,
though.
It's just like that report, Ron. They sell you that they're worried about swelling, but he is at the game on the field celebrating a division, like standing. He's vertical. If you're worried about swelling and the best player on your squad, a dude that's got these knees that's got you shaking and losing sleep over, if swelling is that big of an issue, he's not in the dugout upright all game. What do you think? You think he was elevated in the clubhouse down there? And then ran out there to celebrate? No, I mean, come on, man.
But him standing in the dugout and standing out there for a celebration, I think it's different than having to be able to get on the field by Tuesday.
I know. What I'm saying is if you got a player of that caliber and getting him healthy,
you think they would be a little bit more cautious with it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I damn sure wouldn't have him sitting up and standing up and being and at a game and be out on the field and after the game if he can't turn it. Yeah, I mean, nothing they've said's got me concerned yet.
I'm with Clint, but T's level of concern is, but what's T's level of concern is, Angie, appreciate you saying that out loud.
Angie.
Put his ass on a train.